And in fact, Marie Osborne helping out today in for Chris on JR Afternoon with Chris Renwick, and it'll be Marie Osborne today. You'll be in for a good treat there. We've had Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard on a number of times on a whole bunch of different issues, and a lot recently, too, about these international crime rings. There are several teams of criminals coming into our country freely and then robbing us, stealing from our homes. What can we do about it? Is there anything we can do about it? Well, State Representative David Martin, Republican from the 68th District, Genesee County, says yes. And he's spearheading a plan to crack down on those international crime rings targeting our Michigan families. Representative Martin, a pleasure having you here. I'm Paul W. Smith. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Paul W.
I got to tell you, we've heard about this, and we've heard the sheriff talking about everything they can do, but of course, they're involved once the criminal activity begins. Not that they're not out there and looking, but we have to do something to keep these people from so freely getting into this country. And I think it might even be something that has been referred to committee already. I mean, tell me where we are on what is known as House Bill 5650.
So there's two things at play here, both dealing with illegal immigration in a sense, because the crime rings come up here on a 90-day vacation visa and overstay their visa. So therefore, at that point, they're here illegally. And others that come across the border illegally and get deported, and then lo and behold, come back up in our communities again, like the murder over in Grand Rapids, like the drug crimes that are happening in Shiawassee County, trafficking, like the fentanyl that was found in Livonia. So we need to crack down on you cannot do crime here in Michigan. So we have truth in sentencing for, you have to mandate certain punishments for crime. Well, if you're here illegally, whether you overstay your visa, you get deported, you come back in illegally, and you commit a crime here in Michigan, we can't do anything about immigration, but we can punish you under our laws. And we'll increase that punishment by 50% the first time you get caught again, and then increase it from there again. We do not want to encourage anybody to come here just to commit a crime, because they don't have a job. If they're coming here illegally, and they're just coming here to take advantage of us.
We know what their job is. Their job is to take advantage of us.
Yeah.
Their job
or sell drugs.
They do violent crimes in Michigan, including murder, soliciting sex with a minor, sexual assault. These have already happened.
Correct. It's in our backyard. It's not down in Texas. It's not in San Diego, California. It's right here in our backyard. So you did mention it went to committee. Unfortunately, I sit in the minority. We put this in place to get attention and to have something in place when we take back majority in November so that we can act on it.
Wait a second.
Yes.
State Representative David Martin, who could be against this? Can we list the names of those who would be against trying to protect their Michigan citizens?
So you need to talk to the majority leadership that assigns bills to committee, because they assigned it to government ops. Now, legitimately, government ops may be a place for it. Not really logical. I put it in. I ask for judicial, but government ops is the is notorious for being the purgatory for bills. They go there to die.
Why would anyone, supposedly elected by the people of Michigan, not want to step up to protect the people that they are representing? I don't understand that. I think we need to put that out there and make it real clear to people that this bill is specifically to protect all of us, and yet the majority has decided to throw it into, as you put it, a government ops in the place where these kinds of bills go to die.
The only thing I can surmise, I can't really get. I study the other side quite every day, and we're not anti-immigration by any stretch.
This has got nothing to do with legal immigration.
I know, but that's what I think. They just look at immigration, any kind, anybody coming here. Oh, we got to accept them. I don't know if they want them to get IDs and so forth. They just want to welcome and make sure that they can get as many immigrants in here as possible, solve those problems later, as long as they can get an ID, get them into a voting booth with no questions asked, and then sign an affidavit. I really don't know what their goal is, but it makes you very suspicious. It makes you very suspicious of why do they want immigration here at all costs, even illegals, even people causing us damage. It makes no sense.
It makes no sense. And it makes no sense for brazen criminals, in your own words, brazen criminals who see lax federal immigration laws as a new opportunity to expand their criminal enterprise. And you're right. That can't be tolerated. And you know, the Democrats have been very good at